This is a story of two Arkansas citizen towns. I'm Rich Carville. Eden Isle was developed in the early 1960s by Herbert Thomas Sr. on a 500-acre tract that after Greer's Ferry Lake was formed, was surrounded by Greer's Ferry Lake and reduced to 400 acres. The vacation rental area was designated as a summer vacation villa for visitors to Eden Isle. A causeway connects Eden Isle to the mainland. The Red Apple Inn Lodge and Restaurant first opened in 1962. While Eden Isle is surrounded by Greer's Ferry Lake, Eden Isle has a championship golf course. At Eden Isle, native trees and plants thrive, and deer roam freely. The local bird population ranges from bluebirds to bald eagles. Edmondson is in Crittenden County. Two-thirds of the population of Edmondson is African American. In 1830, the Edmondson area was described as a terrible canebrake full of bear, panther, wolves, possum, and squirrel. The settlement was named for Andrew Edmondson, who arrived from Virginia in the 1840s and died in 1852. His family remained, and a post office bearing their name was established in 1859. Following the Civil War, the Memphis and Little Rock Railroad returned to construct a railroad line. The line reached Edmondson on March 15, 1868. African-American railroad workers, lumbermen, and farmers built houses by the depot. In 1902, black residents organized the Edmondson Home and Improvement Company, which plotted lots at the growing settlement and sold land and homes to African Americans at low prices. This has been the story of Arkansas Cities and Towns. I'm Rich Carville. Our theme music is performed by Danny Dozier. This program is a production of KASU, the Public Media Service of Arkansas State University.